I think we've done our best to allow everybody to talk. You guys have any other discussion?
I don't have anything further.
Move to approve order number 11-28-2022-04.
Motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update. I see no one here. We'll move on down the agenda. Approval of accounts payable.
Is this just a single check, this 37?
Move to approve check number 469785 through 469825 and check number 469837, one warrant, 8029. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Scott.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes November 11, 2022 and November 14, 2022 and executive session minutes for November 7th and November 14, 2022.
Is there regular session minutes for the 7th, I mean?
The regular on the 7th and the 14th and the 21st.
And the 21st. Let's see.
I have no problem with any of those.
I don't have. I'm looking for the 21st. Up, got it.
You say 14th, 7th, 11th, 14th, and 21st?
Yes.
11th?
I'm not seeing anything for the 11th.
No, the 7th.
I mean 7th,
14th. 14th, and 21.
Okay, and then exec for 7th and 14th?
Yes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 7th. November 14th and November 21st, and executive session minutes for November.
What was that?
November 17th and November
14th. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't hear.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Motion carries. Amendment number 2, Food Service Agreement number 22-120. Sheriff.
I think the questions we had before, the concerns we had, they were all fixed, were they not?
They changed their amounts
to reflect 8.3%.
Yeah.
And then changed the date as well, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Move to approve the amendment Number two, buy in between Tiger Correctional Services and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for independent auditing services, number 22-124, auditor.
Do you guys have any questions on that?
I just noticed they increase it $1,000 every year up through 25.
Move to approve the agreement for independent audit services by and between KPM CPAs and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for county road signs, number 202209-511.
County road signs, RFP 202209-511. We received four responses. Unfortunately, three of them were disqualified. What I just handed you was the response given from Newman Signs, which is our current vendor. And correct me if I'm wrong, Devin, they've increase about just a couple dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement number 202209-511 between Newman Signs of Jamestown, North Dakota, and Taney County.
Is this an agreement or is this awarding a bid?
Pardon?
Is this an agreement or is this just awarding the bid?
Awarding the bid. Bid recommendation. Move to approve the bid recommendation, bid number 202209-511 with Newman Signs in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Addendum to agreement for propane, number 22-112, Road and Bridge.
It's actually being decreased? Man, that's some good news.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
And you notice that they didn't go just increase because of the consumer price index by your federal government like some of the bidders have. I applaud them for that.
Well, I'm going to hurry up and make the motion before they change their mind.
Well, no, they've held it for a while.
Oh, okay. Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for propane buying between Abbey Lane, LPG, LLC, and Taney County.
Strong second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for pole barn materials, number 22-122, Road and Bridge.
Any questions?
No,
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement for the pole barn material with Herman Lumber Company in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders. Thank you.
First set of court orders I have are erroneous assessments. There is a total of one. And the property used to be a exempted property because it was owned by a prisoner of war. And it's no longer owned by that person, so it's just no longer exempted.
I didn't know we exempted.
I have a question.
Disabled prisoner of war.
Okay. He's a POW.
Yes.
In Korea. Our ship.
What's that?
Our ship got attacked out in the territory, and they claimed it was in their territory. But I have a question. The purchase bought it in August, and it says it's prorated. Is that value that's on that abatement, is that the actual amount of that just from August through December? Well, if it were a regular, if it had been on the books, and if the realtor or the title person saw the value on the books, they could prorate it. But this says it's prorated here, and the value that's here is for the full year. That's my
saying it's looking too big. So I'd have to look, but I think there's $10,000 a year.
No, actually, he sold it. I mean, once it sells, it's just a POW as long as he owns it. Once he sells it, then it's to go back on the books.
Right, but typically, we don't find out. Usually, it's not a sold situation, so, again, I'll have to go back to the office and see what we've got on the books.
And you have to send, what's next Monday?
December
1st, then? Oh, I'm just asking this because is it possible to get it corrected and then we approve it so that the bill can be sent out by December 1st by statute?
What needs to be corrected?
The value is put on for the entire year. It says it's prorated.
I'm assuming, is that done because of, it says it's prorated, but does it need to be prorated or no?
It needs to be prorated from August on.
Why does it need to be prorated? Typically, if the, correct me if I'm wrong, if
this is approved, I send out a bill for $2,400.
I understand that. What I'm saying is if a not-for-profit or if a untaxed entity sells a piece of property, does the new owner pay the entire year's worth, or do they just buy the...
Not if it was exempt. There was nothing up until okay. It got put on
the list. So it's exempted. Okay. So that's the difference. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, we just need to change that. So do we need to deny it so you can change it, so you can edit it?
Yeah. I'll go check it.
Okay. Thank you.
So label exhibit. I guess we'll just move to deny abatement number 213229.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next set I have is occupancy. There are two properties here. It's two properties. One owner is owned by it's now owned by the city of Branson and should be exempted. Both properties.
Is that technically occupancy?
No.
That's what came up talking to my assistant.
It is exemptable, though, so we call it Exhibit B. It's not occupancy, but City of Branson is
right,
a new municipality,
so it's fine. We didn't label the other Exhibit A, so you can label this one Exhibit A.
Okay, Exhibit A. Yeah, once the entity buys it, then it's...
Right.